thank God for Christmas. Amen. Christmas is coming. Amen. And I want to talk a little bit about that. I'm going to ask you to turn with me to Luke chapter 2 today. Luke chapter 2. Amen. I heard someone saying, amen, not to be worried and concerned about weather. Amen. We just have faith in God. We operate in wisdom.
That's right.
And we just have faith in God. Amen.
That's right.
And just because the world gets thrown into a tizzy or into a panic doesn't mean that you have to. Amen.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. So we're going to stand on God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. So we're going to believe God for the greater. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to believe God rather than the weatherman.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
And we're going to follow God. Amen.
Amen.
So, you know, God tells you, stay in the house, stay in the house.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Call it a day.
Exactly.
Amen.
That's true.
Yep.
But if God, you know, blows this thing out to sea, and you lift up your hand, praise God, and get yourself to work.
Amen.
Is that right, Brother Leonard?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. It's simple. It's simple. Amen. Well, let's look at Luke chapter 2 together, verse 1. We're going to be down to verse number 7 this morning. Amen. Luke chapter 2, verse 1. We're going to read the verse number 7. And it says, and it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Amen. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you, O God, for this day and for this gathering, O Lord. And Father, we come here today, O God, to worship you and to magnify you, to tell you thanks, God, for how much we appreciate what you are doing in our lives. And Father God, as we come now, God, we are desiring to hear a word from you, God. Father, we know that one word from you can change our lives. One word from you can turn our situation around. One word from you can give us the hope and the faith that we need to see the promises of God come into our lives. So, Father, our prayer today is for a word from you, God.
Yes.
And, Father, we bless you, God, that you have a word for each and every one of us in this place.
Yes.
Now, God, speak. Make it plain. Anoint our ears. Cause us to hear what thus saith the Lord.
Yes.
And, Father, bless us even the more by making us doers of the word, that, Father, that we may truly walk in the blessing, the favor, the anointing, and the power of the word that is about to be released in our lives. Father, we give you all the praise now. God, I ask you for an anointing upon your people.
Yes,
oh, God, to hear. I ask you, God, for anointing upon myself to speak.
Yes.
And to hear and to speak only the word of the Lord.
Yes.
But, Father, it is the word of the Lord by which we shall live. Father, we thank you and praise you right now for the deposits that shall be made in us. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Lord.
What's today? Today is December 8th,
yes.
Which means we are about 2.5 weeks away from Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. Amen.
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 Bless the Lord.
Amen. 2.5 weeks away from Christmas. And I want to talk to you today, and I just feel in my spirit, amen, just to talk. That's my endeavor.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm always cautious about that, Brother James. You know, sometimes I say, no, I'm not going to talk loud, you know. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So just pray for me. I just decided to talk to you today, and I want to talk to you today about the simple beauty of Christmas.
Amen.
the simple beauty of Christmas, because there is a simple beauty of Christmas.
Uh-huh.
There's a simplicity of Christmas, amen,
yeah.
That I think many times we miss because we get caught up in the hustle and the bustle of Christmas.
Yeah.
Amen. But there is a simple beauty of Christmas that I want to talk to you about today. Amen. We just read familiar passages of Scripture here about the birth of Jesus. Amen. And we understand how it came about with the tax that was decreed in the land, and everyone had to go back to their place of record, their place of birth. Amen. And so Joseph, amen, had to take the pregnant Mary back to Bethlehem. On the surface, it seemed it was because of the taxing. But below the surface, how many know God's always working below the surface?
Amen.
Amen. But below the surface, God was making sure Scripture was going to be fulfilled, and that the Savior of the world was going to be born in Bethlehem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. And that's some encouragement for us today, amen. That, you know, beneath the surface of your life, amen, God is working.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
There's some things that are going on here that you can see and everyone else can see. But behind the scenes, below the surface, amen, God is working.
Amen.
Amen. And He's working things together for your good. Amen.
Yeah.
And so that's what was going on here. And so they go to Bethlehem, but there's no room for them at the inn.
Okay.
Right? We all know that, right? No room for them at the inn.
Yeah.
And so Jesus is born in a manger. Amen. He's laid in a manger, and the animals are around. These are not the type of accommodations,
uh-huh,
right, that many of us would be expecting. Amen.
Yeah.
But there's a simple beauty in Christmas, and we see it here in that Jesus came in simplicity.
Yeah,
amen.
Uh-huh.
I mean, He came in simplicity. I mean, Jesus was God in the flesh, and He came to the earth, but He didn't come with pomp and circumstance.
No.
Right? He didn't come with all kinds of trimmings and all kinds of elaborate production or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's true that an angel joined by the heavenly host announced His birth to the shepherds who were abiding in the field that night, but Jesus did not come as He deserved.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. In the book of Philippians, the second chapter, it tells us that Jesus made Himself of no reputation.
Yeah.
Right? There are different versions that talk about how the translate that scripture that say that he gave up His divine privileges,
mm-hmm,
right? He emptied Himself,
mm-hmm,
right? He set aside all the things that He was entitled to as God,
mm-hmm,
so that He can come into the earth as man.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that when He came into the earth, not only did He take on the form of a man, but He took on the form of a servant.
Yes,
or a slave.
Yeah.
So here God comes into the earth, and He doesn't come declaring, "I'm God."
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
He doesn't come cracking open the sky and angels following Him around all over the place and all kinds of things. He comes as a little child.
Yeah.
Amen. He comes as a little child born in a manger. But not only that, amen, we got to understand that He comes and He's born of earthly parents,
right,
who have no social distinction.
Right, that's true.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Right? His father, His earthly father,
yeah,
is a carpenter.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He is no king and ruler. He's a carpenter. And there were many carpenters in the day. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
His earthly mother is a little peasant girl.
Yeah. Exactly.
No social distinction.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He's born into a family that has no real financial means.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we know this? Because, well, in the book of Luke, it tells us in the second chapter that when the time of purification had come, that Mary presented and Joseph presented Jesus in the temple after the purification, and they brought two turtle doves, or two pigeons to sacrifice.
Yeah.
And when you look about it, the time of purification in the book of Leviticus chapter 12, it talks about that when a woman gives birth to a son, for 40 days she's considered ceremonially unclean.
Yeah.
If she gave birth to a daughter, she was considered ceremonially unclean for 80 days.
Yeah.
And then she could not go into the temple during that time.
Right.
And it says that, but when her time of separation was over, she was to bring to the priest a lamb and as a burnt offering, and then a dove or a pigeon as a sin offering.
Yeah.
Right? And then she could come back into the temple. But God said that if the family couldn't afford a lamb,
yeah,
they could bring two turtle doves or two pigeons.
Yeah.
And when you read this in the Gospel of Luke, it says that Joseph and Mary brought two turtle doves or two pigeons.
Yeah.
Which means they didn't have the means,
yeah,
to bring a lamb.
Exactly.
Why? Because they were, this was a simple family.
Yeah, right.
No social distinction.
Wow.
No financial wherewithal. Amen. That they brought the lesser of the acceptable offerings for the purification. So this is how Jesus came. And even though the heavenly host announced his birth, right? Look who they announced it to.
Exactly.
The birth announcements went out only to shepherds.
Exactly.
And shepherds were considered a humble or low class profession.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So look how Jesus came. Right? He's God.
Right.
Right? But he came in a simple fashion. He came as a baby.
Yeah.
Born in a manger. Wrapped in swaddling clothes.
Yeah.
Born to earthly parents of no social distinction.
Yeah.
Born to earthly parents of no real financial means. Where his first visitors were the lowest people on the socioeconomic totem pole.
Yeah.
Right.
Shepherds.
Right.
This is how Jesus came into the earth.
Yeah.
Simple, isn't it? Amen.
Yeah,
he didn't come the way he deserved.
That's right.
Amen. He came in a very simple way. And he came with a very simple purpose. Right? He came to do the will of the Father, which meant that he came. He was born to die.
Right.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Simple.
Yeah.
He was born to die for the sins of all mankind.
Yeah. Right.
So this is how our Lord Jesus came, and he had this simple mission. And he died. He did indeed die for all the sins of mankind.
Mm-hmm.
But in order for us to realize the sacrifice that he made, we have to make an individual choice.
Right. True.
And we have to make an individual response to, I believe, the most important question in the world that Jesus asked.
Wow.
Who do you say that I am?
Right.
Amen. Because if you say Jesus was a rabbi, Jesus was a prophet, Jesus was a nice man, Jesus was a teacher, Jesus was a historical figure, okay, that's all well and good. But you're yet stuck in your sin.
True.
Amen?
True.
You got to be like Peter and say, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen? And it's only through that type of confession that you're saved.
Right.
Amen?
That's true.
And it's simple, isn't it?
See,
everything about God is simple. We're the ones that make it complicated.
Yeah.
But everything about God is simple.
Wow.
But in the simplicity lies the power. Amen? It's the power of God unto salvation. The gospel is a simple story. Amen? It really is a simple story when you strip it all down. It's a simple story. But when God sent his son into the earth to die for us, he was in effect ushering in this season that we now call Christmas.
Yeah.
When we celebrate the Savior's birth. But watch this. But if God, when ushering in Christmas, when sending his son into the earth, kept it simple, then so should we.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. We should keep it simple.
Yeah.
Amen. We should keep it simple. But there's a simple beauty in it, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You see? And when I say keep it simple, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't do anything. Because there are some Christians who are like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're born again, but they don't get wrapped up in Christmas.
Right.
Yeah.
No one's saying you need to get wrapped up. It's funny how we say things. Be careful about people who protest in language that you've never used.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When you talk to
right.
somebody and say, hey, do you celebrate Christmas? And they go, I don't get wrapped up in it. You didn't ask them if they get wrapped up in it. Be careful about people who protest in language you don't use.
Yeah.
They usually are getting off the point.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
They usually are getting off the point, mm-hmm. right? But then people like that, I don't get wrapped up in Christmas. You don't need to get wrapped up in Christmas, but celebrate it.
Right.
See, I don't believe that any Christian should be dissuaded or discouraged from celebrating the birth of the Savior. Amen?
Amen.
We should not get
Amen.
Discouraged from celebrating the birth of the Savior. But some Christians get discouraged because they fear that they're going to get caught up in the commercialization of the season, amen?
Mm-hmm.
And we know the world doesn't properly acknowledge Christ
for
his birth. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, this society goes through pains, in this country at least, goes through pains
mm-hmm.
to try to take Christ out of Christmas.
Right, true.
Yeah.
Amen? It's a useless endeavor, but they try it anyway.
Right.
They try so hard to take Christ out of Christmas. You know, now it's just happy holidays. You can't say Christmas. Remember before they used to make it Xmas?
Yeah, right.
Now they gave up that because now they just call it happy holidays.
Right.
But what they've done is they don't even want to say the word Christmas. It's a greeting card.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a holiday card.
Mm.
Right? I'm sorry. Guess what? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Amen. And if you mess with me, I'm going to bring out this angle on you. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Amen.
I think I'm going to do that the next time I go to the store.
Yeah.
And they can say happy holidays. No. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Oh, gosh.
But they don't want us. They try to take Christ out of Christmas.
Yeah.
Watch this. But just because there are large segments of our society that are trying to take Christ, and they don't get it, doesn't mean that you and I shouldn't fully embrace the true meaning of Christ's birth.
Right.
Right.
That's
right.
You know, and if we keep it simple, as God kept it simple, amen, by focusing on why we do the things we do, then I believe that Christmas will have more meaning and more purpose for us and can really enhance our celebration of the Savior's birth.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it has to have meaning and purpose. The world is buying gifts and doing all kinds of things, and they don't acknowledge Christ.
Yeah.
It has no meaning. It has no purpose. That's why immediately on December 26th, folk are depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They start the new year depressed.
Yeah.
Why? Because they spent a whole month doing something that had absolutely no meaning for them.
Right.
Yeah.
The stores are always open.
Yeah,
sweaters
right.
are always on sale.
Right.
Macy's always has the biggest sale of the season.
Exactly.
Huh?
True. Right. That's
it's
right.
the biggest sale of the season. Macy's, you said that last week.
Exactly.
You think I wasn't listening?
Yeah. Right. Right.
It's always the biggest sale of the season.
Right.
So guess what? You can always get things on sale.
Yeah, that's right.
So
yeah.
people go out and they do this at Christmas whole month. And then they realize, what was that for? There's no meaning. And so now they realize time wasted, life wasted, money wasted. Amen. Yeah, I got some stuff, but what does it mean?
Yeah.
But just because that's their testimony doesn't mean it's ours.
Amen.
Amen. That's not our testimony.
It's not.
Amen. Because when we do things, we have a meaning and a purpose behind it. Amen.
Yes.
We have a meaning and a purpose behind it. When we put up lights, when we put up a Christmas tree, when we give gifts to one another, we have a purpose and a meaning behind it. But we got to keep it simple.
Yeah.
Don't adopt the way they're doing things.
Right.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
That's a funny thing, and this is difficult sometimes. You know, how many of you, you know, when I'm, When I'm out there driving and I see people coming home with their Christmas tree in their car, I'm like, oh man, I gotta get my tree. But it's like, and I stopped myself, I'm like, wait a minute, I'm getting my tree next week.
Right.
You ever do that, though? Like your neighbor does something, and now you feel, oh! You gotta resist that.
Yeah.
It's a pull, because the enemy's right in your ear. Oh, you should be. Amen? Your neighbor get a swimming pool, you want to get a swimming pool.
Yeah,
You can't even swim. You're afraid of water. But your neighbor got one, so now, honey, what are we getting the pool? Right? Trying to get you to do what other people are doing. But when we put up the lights, when we hang the tree, when we give gifts, we have a reason for doing it.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't shy away from these simple activities, amen, because the world does these things without knowledge, without meaning, or without purpose.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
We should act like we know.
Yeah.
Amen? And embrace the simple beauty of Christmas. For example, we hang lights at Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Now, there was a time I used to hang lights all over the place. I thank God now he's given us a better way of doing some things. I'm too old to be getting up on the ladder and hanging stuff on the gutters.
You know what I mean?
We used to do that. Put them on the bushes. We'd be out there. I remember the time Sister Vanilla out there freezing. There was no ho-ho-ho about anything. We were just cold, right? And we out there trying to put stuff on the bushes and candy cane, and they're falling down. And my hands are freezing, right? And then you know what happens, right? Right? Because you're doing these things and you're miserable, you get mad at each other. Why don't you hold the thing? I'm like, hey, I'm holding it. Right. No, you're not. You can hold it. That's why I can't work with you. That's why I can't work with you either. Merry Christmas. Right?
Right.
Yeah, right.
True.
We used to do that. Well, listen, whether you hang up lights all over the place or you put up one light, amen? Do it with purpose and with meaning, and you will understand the simple beauty of Christmas.
Exactly.
Because the lights for us should signify that Jesus Christ, the light of the world, has come into the earth.
Yeah.
So I don't care if you put up one light, if you light one candle, amen, let it be for you a reminder that the light of the world has come into the earth and come into your life.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
And now that has some meaning.
Right.
This is not just simply decoration. Now it's nice because lights have decoration. They're festive. They're all these things. But when you do it with meaning, what you're saying is, I understand that Jesus, the light of the world, has come into the earth and he has come into my life. And I'm glad about it.
Amen.
Every time you put those lights on, that's what you're saying. And if you do that, that's simple. Amen. Will add beauty to your Christmas more than all the gifts and everything else could ever do. That's simple. Because every time you turn on your light, you're saying, I'm so glad Jesus came into the earth. Amen.
Yeah.
The light of the world. You know, because in the Gospel of John, it starts by saying, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made.
Amen.
Right? And then it says this, in the beginning of verse number 4, it says, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men.
Yeah.
And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Then it says, there was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That, Jesus, was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world.
Amen.
Jesus is the light that cometh into the world.
Yeah.
Jesus even said so. He said, I am the light of the world.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, I am the light of the world. And so when we put up Christmas lights, amen, It's more than just a decoration. If you do it with meaning and with purpose, if you do it with understanding, then I'm telling you, the more we do things with understanding, the greater significance it has for us.
Yeah.
Right.
But when you just do stuff,
yeah.
Oh, glory to God. This is the thing. You just can't do stuff. You just can't say stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? We got to break those habits. Well, I'm just doing it. I just say it.
Right.
No, you don't just say, you don't just do.
Yeah.
Did God act like that?
No.
Let there be root beer. No, he didn't say let there be root beer. He said let there be life.
Right.
Amen. He didn't just say some stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
He talked with purpose and
yes,
with meaning,
yes.
And we should do the same thing.
Amen.
Everything he did had purpose and meaning, and we should do the same thing.
Amen.
And when we do, I'm telling you, these simple things will make a huge difference in our life.
Yeah.
So hang up your light. Put your candle on. I don't care if it says once. I'm like, that's all light you put up?
Yeah.
Why? Because it's not even how many lights.
Right.
See, now you won't be competing with your neighbor.
Right.
Amen? Oh, he put up an extra light. Dear, he put up an extra light. He is? Well, I'm going over to Home Depot now. Oh, the battle of the lights.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? The battle of the decoration.
Yeah, exactly.
I laugh at my neighbors, man. They put up all that stuff.
Exactly.
I put a little simple nativity scene, and we bought this light, the star. I hang it on the shepherd's rod, right?
Yeah.
Light shining down over the manger. We made our own decoration. We put the North Star in the sky.
Right.
It took me all of a half an hour. Come on.
Amen.
And not only that. When my neighbor starts taking down his decoration, I'm going to take mine too. Oh, take yours now? Take mine now too. All right, see you later.
That's right. That's right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you can call mine simple all you want, but I'll be in the house with the polo. Watching you. He's still at it, baby. He's still at it. He can't get that thing off the tree.
That's right.
Oh, God.
You can talk about my simple declaration all you want, but here's the thing. It's done with meaning and with purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
And it reminds me that the light of the world has come into my life.
Uh-huh. Right.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
That's more than some elaborate display.
Yeah.
You understand? It's a simple beauty in it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? And so, listen, put up your lights. Amen? I don't care. You don't have to put up a whole lot of them, but put up your lights.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Put lights on the window or something.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Uh-huh. Even if you just buy the little candles that, you know what I mean, the little electric candles you plug in, they just go in the window, put that up there.
Uh-huh.
So when you come back home after it's dark, you can see the light. Huh? Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. Because we need reminders. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
You need, but God has given them to us, but if we're running around like crazy.
Uh-huh.
Huh? Trying to catch every sale and do everything that the world is doing, you're going to miss the simple beauty of Christmas.
That's
amen.
Right. That's right.
Same thing, amen. When you put up lights, amen, put up your tree.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Put up your tree.
Yeah.
I heard Christians, I heard over the years Christians saying, there's nothing in the Bible that says you should put up a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
I know. But guess what? There's nothing in the Bible that says hamburger either.
Exactly. Exactly.
You want to try to tell me hamburgers? You ain't never made a hamburger? You can look it up in the strongest concordance. You will not find the word hamburger.
Exactly. Right.
Huh?
Exactly.
But you can go up the street. Wendy's over here, Burger King over there, McDonald's over there, all selling
hamburger.
There's no Christmas tree in the barn. But see, here's the thing. But do things with meaning.
Yeah.
And glory to God. Put up your Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you put up your Christmas tree, hang your lights on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because when you hang your lights on Christmas tree, you're doing something that has meaning.
Yeah.
Right.
Let me show you something. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 21. There's a simple beauty in Christmas, amen,
mm-hmm.
And we're not going to miss. And it's going to make your Christmas and every Christmas this year and every Christmas hereafter some of the best Christmases you ever had in your life. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. But I'll tell you, where are we? Deuteronomy 21, right? Let's look at Deuteronomy 21 together. I want us to all be there, amen, so we can see this. And let's look at verses 22 and 23. It says, if a man hath committed a sin worthy of death, and he be to be put to death, and thou hang him on a tree, his body shall not remain all night upon the tree, but thou shalt in any wise bury him that day. For he that is hanged is accursed of God, that thy land be not defiled, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. So God had a law, amen. If someone committed a crime worthy of death and you hung him on the tree, do not leave him hanging out there all night. Because the person hanging on the tree is cursed. And we don't want that curse hanging over the land all night. You need to bury him that day. Now, turn with me to Galatians chapter 3. And if you have a pen, a highlighter, a marker, get that out too. Because if you haven't highlighted this scripture we're going to look at, I encourage you to highlight it today. Amen. We're going to look in Galatians chapter 3. Amen. And we're going to look at verses 13 and 14. Okay, Galatians chapter 3, 13 and 14. Look what it says. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. Being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. God said, don't leave that man hanging on the tree all night because he's a curse and I don't want him, on the land all night. But it says here that Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. Under the law, there were blessings and there were curses. You look at Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14, blessings. You look at Deuteronomy 15 through 68, curses. You got the blessing that you obeyed the law. If you didn't obey the law, you got the curses. And the curses can be summed up simply as sickness, disease, poverty, and lack. You can look at it, amen. It's all sickness, diseases, and poverty, and lack. That's what the curse of the law is. That's why we don't accept sickness. It's part of the curse of the law.
That's right.
But watch this. Jesus, it says here, redeemed us from the curse of the law. And how did he do that? He did that by hanging on a tree. What tree? Calvary's cross. The cross made of wood. Wood comes from trees. Amen? Amen? He hung on a tree. And when he hung on the tree, he became a curse for us that we might be redeemed from the curse, sickness, disease, poverty, and lack, and that we might receive the blessing of Abraham and the promise of the Spirit. So what's that got to do with my Christmas tree? Because Jesus is the light of the world. And so when you take your Christmas lights, which signify Jesus, the light of the world, and you hang your lights on your Christmas tree, it should remind you that you've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Because your Jesus is hanging on a tree. He's hanging on a tree. And so now when you hang your light, you got to stop and go, ooh, I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Like, what are you talking about? You don't understand. Curse is every man that hangs on a tree. That the blessing of Abraham might come on me and I might receive the promise. Now, folks, just put my Christmas tree, think you done lost your mind. But you know that. Because you're hanging the light of the world. Your Jesus is on a tree. And you got to step back and go, oh, I'm redeemed from the curse of the law.
Yeah.
So no wonder your tree looks so beautiful. And you can have a Charlie Brown hanging over Christmas tree, but long as you got some lights on that thing, you go, I've been redeemed. Amen. Because the light of the world hanging on the tree. And it reminds me, amen, that Jesus became a curse for me that I might receive the blessing of Abraham.
Yeah, yeah.
So you better hang up your, put up your tree.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen.
You put up your tree.
Yeah.
And you hang your lights on your tree.
Yeah.
And you put it up and you hang it up with meaning and with purpose and with understanding.
Yeah.
And you will see the simple beauty of it all. Amen.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. There's a simple beauty in Christmas.
Yes, there is.
Amen.
Amen. So you put up your lights. And you hang your tree on your lights.
Amen.
And you hang your lights on your tree.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And then you give your gifts.
Mm-hmm.
But don't give them like the world gives them.
Amen.
For people to be impressed. You give your gifts the same way God gave his gifts to us. Because really, that's what the gift giving is about.
Right.
People, I don't get into the commercialization. It's not commercialization. Again, it's just a reminder.
Mm-hmm.
It's a reminder of God's gift to us.
Yeah.
Amen? That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
Mm-hmm.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given.
Amen.
It reminds us of the gift of salvation.
Oh, yeah.
That's what salvation is,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Salvation is the gift. The wages of sin, what,
yeah.
is death.
Mm-hmm.
But the gift of God
mm-hmm.
is eternal Christ, eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
The gift of God is eternal life. It is by grace that you are saved through faith and that not of yourself.
Yeah.
It is what? The gift of God.
Yeah.
Amen? Salvation is a gift of God.
Yeah.
And so we receive this gift, and know why we receive? Because God loved us.
Yes, right.
God so loved the world that he gave.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't because you were good. Wasn't because you were deserving. I was deserving. It was because God loved.
Yes.
And God's love compelled him to give us the gift of salvation.
Amen.
And so it's through that same thing. When we give gifts in love to those that we love, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Amen. It's just a reminder of what God gave to us. So really now, and don't take this the wrong way, because I'm not saying just do anything, but does it really matter what you give for Christmas?
Wow.
Does it really matter what you give for Christmas?
Wow.
Do you really need to go into debt just so that somebody can have a smile on their face?
Jesus.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
See, if that's what you're doing, then you're not doing it with the reason behind it. Just give out of love.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Come on, somebody can give me mismatched socks.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
But if it's done out of love,
yeah.
Isn't that what happens when kids come home with their little clay thing? Mommy, look what I made this year. Look what I made in school. Amen.
Yeah.
But you know how it was made.
Yeah.
It was made, it wasn't made perfectly, but it was made in love.
Right.
And you know that they were thinking about you when they made that.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, amen. And you go, oh baby, this is so beautiful. And you put it on a centerpiece. You make it a centerpiece.
Yeah.
And people come over, what in the world is that? My baby made this for me. You better step back. Right?
Yeah.
Why? Because it's made in love.
Yeah.
It's not perfect,
yeah.
but it was made and given in love.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
so when we give gifts at Christmas time, if we do it with that in mind,
mm-hmm.
the giving and the receiving,
right.
yeah.
what we're doing is just putting into remembrance of God's gift to us.
Right. Yeah.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the gifts that we give, they're going to fade away.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Stuff you got last year, you don't even have. Forget 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, amen? Stuff you got for Christmas, you can't even remember.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They fade away. They fade away from our memory. They fade away. But watch this. But the love that we have when we give gifts to our loved ones.
Yeah.
We receive from them. Yeah. It's the love that God gave to us.
Right.
Amen. And that love, the Bible tells us, doesn't fade away. Amen.
Right.
Now abideth faith, hope, and love, these three. But the greatest of these is what? Is love.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13 and 8 that love never fails.
Right. Right.
That love of God never fails. And it never fades away. So I can give you the gift. You can give me a gift. Amen. The gift is going to fail. The gift is going to fade away. But the love behind it never will.
Right.
Amen. The love behind it. Isn't that simple?
Yeah.
It's simple. I'm giving it to you because I love you. I'm giving it to you because I care.
Yeah.
Amen. And if you know that's what, and you receive it in the same spirit in which it is given.
Yeah.
That's one thing we got to understand. Receive things in the spirit in which it's given.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm telling you, sometimes we want to teach our children to be thankful. No, we need to teach them. Teach them to receive things in the spirit in which they're given.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then they'll be appreciative. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because if I give you something in love and you're taught to receive in love, you'll say thank you automatically.
Yeah.
You don't need your mama elbowing. Say thank you. Amen.
Exactly.
You say thank you.
Yeah. Right. Uh-huh. Right.
Exactly. Right.
Because you receive in the spirit in which it's given. And when we do that, amen, when we do that, we are acknowledging and remembering God's gift to us, amen,
yeah.
His gift of love, amen. So listen, it's simple, right? The lights that we put up, the tree that we put up, the lights that we hang on the tree, the gifts that we give to one another, they have some purpose and meaning for us as Christians that they don't have for the world.
That's true.
Amen. They have purpose for us that they don't have for the world.
Right.
But don't act like the world.
Amen.
You're in this world, but you're not of this world.
Yeah.
Let them run around with no meaning, no purpose, no focus. Amen.
Right.
No, I'm putting on my little light. Whew. The light of the world has come into my life.
Yeah.
I'm hanging my lights on the Christmas tree. Ooh, I've been redeemed from the curse. How can you not put up your Christmas tree and jump around when you realize you've been redeemed from the curse of the law every time you hang some lights on that tree?
Jesus.
That's the Lord.
And how can you not have a joyous time exchanging and receiving gifts when you do it on the basis of the love? Amen. And remembering how much God loved you when He gave His Son. Amen.
Right.
Amen. And all these things are just they're simple, but they're wonderful, and they're courtesy of a God child who was born into the earth 2,000 years ago in simple circumstances.
Yeah.
In a manger, to parents, simple parents, amen, simple means, and He had simple visitors as shepherds who came. It was all so simple.
Yeah.
And if we would keep that simple beauty in Christmas, amen, I'm telling you, we really will have a Merry Christmas this year and every year, amen?
Yeah.
Amen. And I pray, amen, you know, for people, I'm praying for my family members, amen, who don't know Christ, that they will receive God's gift of salvation this Christmas, amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. God so loved the world, He gave the gift of salvation. I'm praying that they will receive the gift of salvation this year.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. But listen, even for those of you who have already received the gift of salvation, you know, we always say about gifts, amen, that gifts always have to be what?
Received.
Amen. Amen. And in order to receive a gift and to truly receive a gift, there's something else that must be done. You must open.
Yeah.
Amen? Mm-hmm. And you have the gift of salvation, but just make sure you open it.
Amen.
Huh?
Lord.
And realize that opening up the gift of salvation takes some work.
Yeah.
You know, I think about my wife. You know, my wife, you know, she wraps up gifts. She's like expert. She's expert, man. I mean, she got the wrapping paper.
Right.
She has ribbons.
Right.
She has bows.
Right.
She has strings. She has tags. She has boxes. She has bags. She got tissue paper.
Right?
And when she wraps up the thing, man, I mean, it's beautiful. And not like me. See, when I wrap up stuff, brother, I used to work in the mail room back in the 80s. And I used to wrap up stuff just for shipping. You know what I mean? I don't care how pretty it was, just make sure you got enough paper. Because I packed up just, you know what I mean? And I tend to wrap up my gifts the same way. That's why so many gifts, I used to get Brandy to wrap up my gifts for me, right? Wrapping not my anointing, amen? But my wife, she can wrap up again. And she does it in such a way, amen, and it's so beautiful. And it's like, you get a gift, and it's like, you don't even want to open it. Because it's so pretty, and it's so, like, you don't even want to open it. But if you want to receive the gift that's on the inside, you're going to have to open it.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to take some work.
Because
you're going to have to take off the ribbon, take off the tag, loosen the tape, take off the bow, peel off the paper, open the box, get to the tissue paper, in order to get the gift. Right? It takes some work. And I'm reminded of it because I believe that when we talk about having the gift of God's salvation, it takes some work to get to the gift. I believe that's why God said in Philippians chapter 2 where he said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. It takes some work to get the gift out of you. Amen? You gotta do some things to unwrap the gift of God that is in you. Amen? But this whole Christmas season is a gift from God.
Amen?
But if we keep it simple, if we keep it simple, and we understand the meaning behind the gift, amen, that people give us, but more importantly, we understand the gift that God has given us. Amen? And we know that we're going to have to, you know, we got to do some things to experience this gift every day. It's not just Christmas time.
You
can experience this gift of salvation, and we should be experiencing it, what?
Every single day.
But it takes some work. It takes some digging down. It takes some opening up. Amen. To get down to the treasure that's on the inside. Paul says we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Amen. But it's going to take some time to get down to that treasure. But take the time to do it.
Amen.
These types of things help you tap into that treasure.
Yeah.
When you take God and his simplicity and you see the beauty in it all.
Yes.
The beauty in the lights, the beauty in the truth, the beauty in the gift that you give
them.
I don't care if it's a broken watch. At least it'll be right twice a day. After the 2:15. After that, I'm done. With the 2:15, I'm your boy. After that. Thank you for the gift, man. Broken watch, right? Spring on hanging out, that's all right. The lights, the tree, the gift, amen?
Right.
We keep it simple, amen?
Yes.
And it's all about the gift that God has given us, amen?
Amen.
The light of the world that's come into our life, the Savior of the world who became a curse for us, that we might be redeemed from the curse and be blessed of God.
Amen.
Amen. And then the gift that we give to one another, just reminding us of the gift that God has given unto us. Amen?
Yeah.
So listen, I'm going to encourage you this year, amen, just to keep it simple, but do it with meaning, amen? If you haven't put up your tree yet, put it up. If you haven't put up your lights yet, I haven't put up my tree yet. We still got to get our tree.
Amen?
And we put our lights out in our yard, amen? Praise God. Been about a half an hour. My neighbor was putting out his stuff on. He's like, a whole week. I think he just finished yesterday. He finally put his lights on. I'm like, they may have done that, Jack. Amen? But put up your lights, amen. Put something up, amen. As a reminder, even if it's just, listen, I'll be running down the center.
That's right.
Amen. Put up your lights. Put up your tree and get your gifts. And don't worry about the fact that you can't get the latest and greatest thing. Amen?
That's right.
Amen. If you give it in love, believe that God will allow it to be received in love.
Amen?
And so that you can keep it simple this Christmas, amen, and keep the focus on where it belongs. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Remember, in simplicity, there is what?
Power.
Right. The power of God unto salvation,
yes.
Paul said,
amen.
To everyone that believes. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So God encouraging you, amen. If you're about to go crazy on this, well, yeah, don't go crazy. Talk to the women. Because the men don't go crazy. And I know there's some among us, brother, like I'm not going to say their name because it'd be unfair to change. But
not
here. Look at this. You know, he got to go off to Wawa and get a lot of flowers.
Help him.
Hey, listen, you going to tell yourself a brother never forgets. I'm like an elephant. An elephant never forgets. Glory to God. So listen, we don't need to go crazy. We don't need to do all these things, but if we do these simple things, it's going to enhance our Christmas.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
It's going to enhance our Christmas, but we'll be doing it with meaning, with purpose, amen, and with understanding.
Yeah.
And it's going to make everything different and better.
That's
amen.
Right.
How many of you believe that?
Right.
Amen. Amen. Well, let's have a nice and pray today. Amen. We're going to keep it simple this Christmas. Amen. Amen. Father, we bless you.
Yes.
We bless you, God, that, Lord, you are so mindful of your children, oh God. Father, you keep bringing us back to you and closer to you and to your meaning, your purpose, your plan for our lives. And Father, we just love you for speaking into our hearts today, God, and letting us know to keep it simple at Christmas time, that there is a simple beauty in Christmas, a simple beauty in the love that compelled you to give of your only begotten Son, a simple beauty in the love that compelled Jesus to empty himself and to set aside all of his divine privileges and come and die a criminal's death, that we might be raised to righteousness through his sacrifice and receive the blessings of Abraham and the promise of the Spirit. There's a simplicity to it all. Father, let us embrace the simplicity this Christmas season, O God, that we may have a rich time with those that we love. Father, we thank you right now, God. Glory to God. We have no burden of shopping upon us in the name of Jesus. We have no burden upon us when it comes to the gifts that must be given or purchased or whatever. But Father, we're keeping it all very simple. And Father, we believe that as we do that, that an anointing will be released on our households that will bring us a peace that we seldom have. It will give us a joy that will strengthen and encourage us. And that will just bring us closer to you. And Father, truly bring into our hearts and magnify for us the true meaning of this season. Father, we thank you right now, glory to God, for the birth of your Son.
Yes.
That the Savior has come into the world, the hope of the earth. And Father, we just give you praise and thanks now. And we shall celebrate his birth without buying into the commercialization.
Yes.
But we shall yet celebrate this wonderful, wonderful story.
Yes.
And Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory for it in the name of Jesus.
Father,
we ask you now, God, just to help us, oh God, to be true and faithful to this word. Help us by your Holy Spirit. And Father, as you do, we'll continue to lift up your great name and give you the praise and shout with the psalmist, it is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Marvelous are thy works, O Lord, and that our souls knoweth right well. Father, we bless you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Christmas tree, I love love you all so dearly. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, you're coming here but yearly. We love the joy you bring each year. You fill our hearts with love and cheer. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, how lovely are your branches. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, how lovely are your branches. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, how lovely are your branches. So long ago in Bethlehem was born the Savior of all men. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, how lovely are your branches. You know, this is a very special time of the year for me. You might ask, Shirley Caesar, why is it so special? Well, just the very thought of the Christmas tree reminds me of that tree that Jesus hung, bled, and died on.